catch my hand raising people.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Because they just eat anything.
Well, that, but more because you see, in the places where you're going to catch them, they're subject to overflow from sewage tanks.
Oh, and yeah, I guess so.
Nobody's going to risk it anymore.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I got something cold to drink. Would you like that? Okay, how about some Pepsi or Sprite? Which one?
I caught one right over the hill there. I've got a little stream. It's about this wide. 2 years ago, I noticed when I was working my garden that it was muddy. I wanted to see what it was, and I caught one so big, the turtle I'm talking about. It was just she was going up the stream, you know, to lay eggs. She'd gotten so far up the stream, she'd gotten caught, and the bank sort of sloped like this instead of like this. And she couldn't go any further. She's just sitting there digging.
Mm.
She couldn't back out. And I picked her up with a tail and threw her out on the bank. Went about my business. I don't know what happened. Now, if you ever see one, son, the back end's the only one you post things about your finger off. Just split a second.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know which ones will bite and which ones won't. I just
figured
avoid all of them.
You don't know any better.
Right. Okay.
I've seen them bite a dry stick. I'm not talking about now a rotten one. I'm talking about one that's been dry in a year or two or something as big as my little finger. I've seen them chomp them just like you break a matchstick. You stick it in front of them, you know, and you're mad.
With strong jaws.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You got like squirrels and chipmunks and different types of those around.
We have the regular old gray squirrel, and there's a slightly larger version called a fox squirrel. They're getting very, very rare.
Those are gray color too.
Reddish gray. They got a lot of red in them.
Thank you.
About the same red as a red fox.
Mm-hmm.
But it's mixed in with the gray.
Okay.
Cottontail rabbits. Or briar patch rabbits.
Okay. How about chipmunks?
Oh yeah, plenty of them.
Do people have any different terms for those?
I know, I can't find it.
Ground squirrel, have
right.
you ever heard them
right.
call those?
Right.
Okay.
Right. And then we have flying squirrels too. You ever hear them?
I've heard them. I don't think I've ever really seen one.
They're a tiny little squirrel-like thing. He's got a lot of loose skin.
Mm-hmm.
When he spreads his legs, he's like a glider. He can't really fly, but he can glide from tree to tree. I've seen him glide the length of this house for many times from 8 or 10 feet up.
Hmm. Almost like a bat or something flying, I imagine. How about birds, you know, the ones that peck and make holes in the trees? Mm-hmm.
We've got, as far as I know, just common old woodpecker. Now there's one here that we've always called a red-headed woodpecker.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a red head and he's slightly larger than the other. He's just about your typical woody woodpecker, really.